Let's talk about religion, politics, drug trafficking, and comic books.
Okay. Oh, I'll start with comic books if that's okay.
So you said comic books. What comic books were you into, Eloy?
Oh man, I was a complete. I didn't like anything to do with reality. You know how when you grow up. So I was totally into the world of comic books. I loved my favorite. I had a lot of I collected so many comics. My favorite comic book was the West Coast Avengers from Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved. They had so many crazy superheroes in there that. I mean, they had this chick that looked like a tiger. I forget their names. They had the, what's that guy that he's in the Avengers now in the movies? Not Green Arrow. That's from DC.
Hawkeye?
Yeah.
They had, geez, dude. They had a guy called Wonder Man, Scarlet Witch. It's just such a badass comic book, dude.
Really?
So I liked that one a lot.
I don't remember that
one. Yeah, dude, that was like, it was classic 80s, in my opinion. Not everybody liked them, though. But I loved the West Coast Avenger. Loved them. How about you guys?
I was a mix of really everything. I had a really good friend when I was younger that was into both DC and Marvel. And I never really was a fan, I guess, of just one. But I seemed to lean more towards DC stuff. Because that was when the really cool... storylines for Superman were out, where there was like the four or five Supermen. Now see, this is mid-90s for me, so you guys might not even have been into comics by then. But there was like Superboy, Man of Steel, Superman, I think Supergirl was part of that. Like, it was a good storyline. That was tied in close to the time when Superman was killed. Kind of what played out in that Batman vs. Superman movie.
Doomsday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was right around that storyline. Close to it.
Had nothing to do with Batman.
Right.
Batman wasn't even part of that.
Yeah.
Doomsday shows up, beats the hell out of everything, and then punches right through Superman's chest.
Right. One of the best graphic novels ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Was that 92, something like that?
It was early to mid-90s, somewhere in there.
I remember that whole thing blows up. It was on the cover of Time. It was nuts. Yeah. Nuts.
Oh, yeah.
I had a bunch of varied tastes. I guess that's a good way to go with that. I was huge, huge into X-Men. Wolverine was just the stuff, man.
Me too.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Wolverine and Storm, when they had that love affair going on, and oh, my God.
Awesome.
That was just something
so
else.
What was your favorite storyline in X-Men? Because that was my big Marvel thing was X-Men. I liked the Phoenix, the whole Phoenix storyline.
The Phoenix was good. I was in and out for some of that, you know. There was one series where Magneto came back after years of being away. And, oh my God, I'm trying to think. A lot happened since then. What were you going to say, Eli?
I forgot.
Oh. Well, that's a bummer. They spawned Alpha Flight, which was interesting.
I loved
as well.
Alpha Flight.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
What were they?
Centennial, Major Maple Leaf, Nemesis, Puck 2, Union Jack.
The Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah, big dude.
Superhero team.
Chaos.
No,
War.
But it was a badass comic book though.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's really
they
tough to pick any of the X-Men because all of the stories, I mean, especially 30 years later, it's all starting to blend together, you know? And now it's all clouded by the movies and stuff that have come out, too. But I think they were the first to introduce Deadpool, too, weren't they? Wasn't it the X-Men series
Deadpool
that did that?
Much.
I don't know.
Or was Deadpool on its own? I don't know.
I know Deadpool had a lot of Spider-Man tie-ins at one time.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. But there was one in... It didn't last very long. I'm trying to think. It was like the X-Men. I think it was Marvel. It's like they were trying to recapture the original X-Men stuff, mutants and things like that. It didn't last very long. Man, if I had all of my books here, I could just go through them. But
do you still have yours?
That was a long time ago. No. Oh, God,
Eloy,
no.
Do you have any of yours?
I have a bunch that I salvaged from the flood. There was a big flood, and I wanted to, there was a point where I got, you know, comics started to get too expensive, and, you know, my dad said, oh, you could put them in bags, plus they have the plastic and they're shut, you know, tight. So you could put them in trash bags, wrap those, and wrap them a few times, and... But the problem is we put it on the bottom of the shelves of the shed, and all of Sweetwater flooded. And so I salvaged a few Captain Americas, Hulk, some... There was this thing called Legion. Legion 89, Legion 88, 87, I think, too. I'm not sure the... So I salvaged those, but yeah, I lost hundreds and hundreds of comic books.
That sucks.
Hundreds of them.
Do you ever get into Black Panther?
No, only special appearances that he'd make in the ones that I was reading.
One of my bosses is this massive Black Panther fan, and he won't stop talking about the movie that they're planning on doing. It's like, I don't even need to see it now. Thanks, John. You fixed it for me.
So,
you know?
So what did he think of him in the Avengers? Or I guess it was Civil War, wasn't it?
It was Civil War, yeah. We didn't really talk much about that. He's not a big fan of the resurrection stuff, which is weird because he's all fired up to see this new Black Panther movie. I'm like, dude, it's probably going to fall into that line you don't like. He's like, oh, no, it's Black Panther. It'll be good, period, end of story. I'm like, okay, all right. Because, I mean, you know.
Did you guys see the Deadpool movie?
Yeah, I thought it was hysterical.
That set like a new precedent for it. Superhero movies in my book.
Yeah, that was fun. Sherry didn't grow up with any of this stuff, so as I'm walking her through and introducing, and then we watch that one, she's like, that's not at all what we talked about. I said, well, it is and it isn't, you know. She's been watching Daredevil, which was another big one from my growing up. And that series is really close.
I think Eloy was telling me that not too long ago, weren't you, Eloy? That Daredevil was good, or was that somebody else?
I haven't been able to get into Daredevil because I'm still on episode 3. It's been languishing for me, but I totally dug Flash. I dug Luke Cage. I dug that chick. Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. And so I dug those. And the Green Arrow was badass. But I haven't been able to overcome the first 3 episodes of Daredevil. Although I love Daredevil. And I used to collect his I love the gritty, dark comics that they'd made.
Yeah, well, I was put off by the Affleck movie. Is it? Please tell me it's not.
I don't
anything
like, him.
Like that, is it, Rick?
No, it's not.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, my gosh, oh, God, that was just horrible. That and the horrible Green Lantern movie they made.
Yeah, that was terrible.
He was one of my favorites, too, in the comic books. And
That was Ryan Gosling, right? That did Green Lantern.
One of them Ryans. Ryan Reynolds.
Horrid.
Yeah.
Reynolds, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Which is awesome, because he's
like, I don't like that guy.
Oh, really?
Not Reynolds. Well, I don't like... Reynolds is all right. I don't like that other dude, Affleck. I don't like him, dude.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
I thought
I don't
was
like
a good
him
Batman.
On so many levels.
He played a good Batman.
I don't
Batman.
Like him politically. No, dude, yeah, he did, but I don't like him. I don't like his face. I don't like his politics. I don't like him. You know, I mean, look, as a human being, he's a human being, so I like him as a human being, but I don't like him. Like, I look at him and I see, like a
That can be edited out with car horns or something, right?
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Or a kazoo or something.
Oh, God. So you didn't like any of that?
You know what? You know what? No, you know what? That's it. People that we, you know, things that we don't like up front and center, violently.
Okay.
Affleck. Out the door.
And see, you didn't. Did
you didn't like any of the?
You didn't like any of the Kevin Smith movies he was in, like Mallrats or Dogma or anything.
I didn't see those.
What?
Come on.
You better
Come
not let.
On.
You better not let Alan hear that.
Oh, he will gut you. Dogma is one of my all-time favorites.
See, I
okay. Is it on Netflix?
Oh, I don't know.
No. No. The only one that sucked, though, and I'm probably going to get flack for saying this, because it was really the only one that performed, Chasing Amy, I thought was horrible. Oh, I hated that movie.
Alan turned me on to some of those new
movies.
Who else I don't like?
Go
ahead, Eloy.
No, you know who else I don't like, dude? I do and I don't. It's a love-hate. Is that guy from the Tarantino movie with the vampires?
George Clooney?
Clooney, yeah. I like him, and at the same time, I don't like him.
He was a horrible Batman.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, hold on. Let's stop this and move this in a different direction right now, then, because it's a perfect opportunity. Best Batman in a movie.
Oh. Christian Bale's is really good. But, again, that's a different genre, right? The ones in the 80s, those were more the campy... they tried to play The Dark Knight, but they didn't pull it off at all.
I mean, it was Burton. Burton directed those.
A couple, yeah. I mean, you got Arnold Schwarzenegger as the freaking ice guy. Give me a break.
Back in the '80s, we were starving for superhero movies. Starving. Back then, we were starving for them, and we didn't get them. Mm-hmm. And what we did get, eventually, Batman. Remember when that came out and Jack Nicholson and all that, and it was like, dude, that was an awesome beginning. But looking back on it, it's more cartoonish than what you were talking about. You're talking about the one where the Dark Knight Returns and all that, guy, right?
Yeah, that's more
love it.
Frank Miller, right? Yeah. So here's the deal. Ages ago in the 30s, they bring Batman up, right? But the times were different. The problem is that Batman never changed as time moved on, and Frank Miller caught it, and he said, all right, we're going to go back to, I think, the way this should have been. And then in the 70s, like 78, 79, it took this dark turn. They got rid of Robin. They got rid of some of the campy, goofy, weird stuff, right? And just focused on heavy duty, dark Batman. Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? What's wrong with him? Focused on the backstory a lot more. This is why he is the way he is. And that's the Batman that everybody loves, except for those that grew up with, like, Adam West and, Burt Ward. I like the dark, honestly. Right. I think that's a whole lot better. And I think Christian Bale's plays that a lot better than anybody else could. Affleck is okay, but he's not Christian Bale's.
Okay, now
there's something dark in that dude.
I agree. I think Bale's the
best. No, Affleck looks like he should be on a beach sipping on margaritas, even if he's in the Batman. You have to understand, putting all that I said aside, to me, he's too clean cut. He looks like he stepped out of a sauna and into his Batman suit. It's not like he woke up and dragged his ass out of bed and he's got cuts and you can see, it doesn't look like he's
been through
rugged now. And exact. He looks pampered, like he came out of a Beverly Hills freaking Japanese masseuse thing.
No, I wanted to back up a little bit because something caught my ear a little bit ago, and you guys said Puck 2 as a was a comic book character. I'm assuming he was Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was part of the.
What was his power?
Like a tiny little guy. He was like a Wolverine without the claws. Mm-hmm. He was a tough guy. But I don't know. I don't remember, exactly. But he was like a little guy. He had like a little helmet and I think a beard. And he was like a little stubby guy.
Like there was no hockey related superpowers. Mm-mm. That's unfortunate.
No, but it makes sense.
Think more of the Shakespearean Puck, the imp. Yeah, he had a daughter.
Missed opportunity.
Remember that? Nah, not really. Not really.
Well, they had Quicksilver was part of the team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
And mm-hmm. he was the first openly gay superhero.
Hmm. Yeah.
Or not openly, he was always making gay jokes or that he's fond of gayness in his in the comic. And it's like leaving the reader like, wait a second, that was pretty gay, Quicksilver. Slowly he started to figure out that the guy's he's playing hockey at the other end of the
That's a new one.
I might steal that. But yeah, he got captured by Mole Man on his very first mission. Cyclops had to go in and save him. I remember that. He did a lot of crossover stuff, though, too. He was in...
Oh, I bet he did.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. In terms of storylines crossing, though, he did a lot of stuff. He... Mighty Avengers, he sure did. And there was a Children's Crusade, and there's all kinds of stuff. No. Hmm. So, went off with Captain America once.
Well, I didn't read that story.
Mm-hmm. So Marvel does this recap, right? It's Earth version, whatever. There was these multiple universes that exploded, right? And he's actually hetero in one of them, in one of the Rebirth comics. And
everybody's hetero in an alternate universe.
No, not always.
But Quicksilver's gay in this one.
In this universe, yes, I agree.
Hey, I'm not here to be socially correct.
Politically correct.
Politically correct. But that Quicksilver and his green little tidies, that little lightning bolt going down the crack. I'm sorry.
Dude, I think you spent a long time paying attention to this character.
Well, it was shocking. He'd be, like, everybody, like, dude, like, you know, Wolverine had the hots for, like, a million chicks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's trying to steal chicks from other guys. You know, you have freaking this guy. Even the robot. What was his name with the red and the green dot?
Oh.
What was that guy's name? Vision.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Vision. Was it Vision? Yeah, it was Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had a chick, man. He had Scarlet Witch, which was hot back in the 80s in the comic books. Going back to Quicksilver, he was part of the team of Alpha Flight, and he had a sister, and she was like an ice chick, and she was like, she had ice powers or something like that.
Didn't he? You remember? He showed up in Age of Ultron, didn't he? Quicksilver? White hair.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I half paid attention to that one. Not one of my favorites.
I enjoyed it. That was all right. Oh no, wait. I was thinking Civil War.
Civil War was okay.
I didn't see. Yeah, it was okay. Yeah. I liked it.
Age of Ultron.
Scratched. Have you guys heard of the reptilians? Have you guys surfed the web deep enough to find the reptiles?
Is this conversation? Is this conversation going Illuminati?
No, it's going Doctor Who, actually.
Oh, that's true too. But have you or have you not in like back in the like 2006 and all that? There was the reptilian agenda. Remember that?
No.
Do you guys remember? I'm sure that our listeners are going to know this, but do you guys remember? Back in the day, you don't or you do?
No, keep going though.
I'm interested
okay.
now.
Yeah, I am listening.
Okay, so there's this guy. I'm not gonna bullcrap you. I'm gonna tell you what it is. There was this guy in Britain. He used to be a very important like announcer, sports guy, and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he came out and said, "I've talked to Jesus and." We have lizard people living here.
Ah.
Amongst us. And the royal family are lizard people.
Oh.
And they shapeshift.
Oh.
Hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
You guys have not explored that whole... Do you remember the movie They Live?
No.
With Roddy Piper?
No. But I imagine it being horrible.
You never saw They... Wait a second. You never saw They Lived?
No.
Or They Live?
No.
But what if... Because, you know, everybody's kind... there's this view of the world that everybody's in their own world. What if that's only in your area, Eloy? What if that's only a Miami thing?
No, I don't think... No. Well, look. Hold on, because now I'm kind of... Number one, let's get this clear. Do you guys know who Roddy Piper is?
Yes. Was. He's dead.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Was. Okay. You do. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know that he was in a movie in the 80s where he was walking into a city and he picked up some glasses that were forced onto him? He puts them on and he looks around and people, some of them are people, but others you could see them for what they truly are, and they're these aliens with these eyes that are bulging out. You never saw that movie?
No.
No.
Okay, like yesterday, go find it and watch it. Like yesterday, like 5 days ago, like last week, go watch that freaking movie. It's a classic, dude. You're pulling my chain.
It's called They Live?
Yeah, dude. Holy moly. There's no way that we... You guys are pulling my chain. There's no way.
Hand of God. Never. Mm-mm.
Wow, dude. Okay, well, look. That movie is badass. So anyways, check that out. And if you people in the audience never seen that, go check it out because it's totally a badass movie from the 80s.
Is it a Traumaville movie? Like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and Toxic Avenger? That's what I have in my head right now.
But my
those were absolutely horrible.
But my favorite thing about this conversation is that when Eloy wants to get intimate with the audience, he leans into the microphone and gets all deep and warm.
Ooh.
I love it.
Hi.
That was pretty good, guys.
Do you need a cigarette?
I'm in shock, though. I'm not going to sit here and lie that you guys have not seen the movie They Live. It's like a classic from the 80s, dude, with Roddy Piper, and it's not cheap. It's like really... Dude, okay, you guys aren't aware of the saying, I came here to chew bubble gum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
Oh, man.
Yes. Oh, Ryan, podcast foul. That is so bad.
I know, right?
Oh. Let me make sure mine's off.
It's funny because my phone is muted, but it's that stupid medication alarm.
Oh. Well, do you need to take it?
No, I can put it off.
No. That's always a good idea, yeah. I only need it to live, but, you know, I can put
but
it off.
But has there ever been a good movie that had a wrestler in it?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
They Live.
I walked right into that one, didn't I?
The infamous Escajedo one track.
That's a good question, though. Rocky.
Yeah, I was going to say. What was that, Rocky IV with Hulk Hogan?
Hell yeah. Jesse the Body Ventura with Predator.
See, I thought you were going to say Mr. Nanny or something.
What?
Wasn't
Mr. Nanny?
Wasn't Hulk Hogan in a movie called Mr. Nanny or something like that?
I was thinking more
I'm not saying it was good. I'm just saying he was in it.
I'm betting money it's not, actually. No offense, Terry, if you happen to stumble on this, but...
I was thinking more of
Strike two.
What? There.
Strike three.
Shit. Another bleep from Eloy. That's two.
Yeah, but that's not a bad word.
Yeah, Mr. Nanny, 1993. Let's see how many.
There's a funny fact here for everyone. In that movie, there's a meme or something on the internet somewhere of a clip in that movie where he's riding a guitar. What am I on? He's riding a motorcycle. And if you pause the scene at just the right time, there's a woman in the background throwing a dog into a lake. Right.
Wow, dude.
Did it look like Vigo? Because we may not want Eloy to watch that if it were a beagle.
No, I wouldn't want to watch that.
No, I never saw that one.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Thankfully. Yeah, it's rated 3.6 out of 10 on IMDb. So, yeah. I saw one a long time ago, and it's a little bit off topic. The guy that played Wormtail in the Harry Potter movies, English, was...
There's that lizard tongue again.
No, I was trying to get my lips
on stuff. I love that you called him Harry Potty. That's the best.
Did I?
Yeah, Harry Potty Movers.
I even screwed that.
Potty Movers, there
Harry
you go.
Harry Potty Movers. Oh, my God. Actually, I think I've seen that truck roaming around Denver. He was in one. He was an executioner. Like, literally, it was based on the real thing. he was married, and his father, I guess the actor was Timothy Spall. He was an executioner for England during and after World War II, when they still had capital punishment. Really dark and just get at your soul, but he had like no conscience about it. None. Right? You put him in front of him, it's a business, this is his job, he pulls the thing and that's the end of that. In those days they were all hangmen. I just totally got in. I must have watched it like 10 times, but now I can't remember the dang name of it. It was on Netflix for a bit, but really, really interesting, the mindset. And I thought he played the character incredibly well. I haven't seen him in a lot of other stuff, so all I had to go back on was the Wormtail portrayal. But, God, something else. Oh, Pierpoint, The Last Hangman, Pierrepoint, came out in 2005. And the character's name was Albert Pierpoint. But he was officially the last one to hang somebody in England. And he was doing, you know, prisoners of war, war crimes, traitors, things like that. Just crazy. And he just sort of fell into it, you know. He didn't want to do it, but he did.
Job.
Yeah,
right?
Imagine. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I can't imagine having... I couldn't live with a clean conscience thinking that I'm offing people left and right. I don't know.
Yeah, this guy was...
Even if they deserve it.
Go to bed.
Even if they deserve
just
it.
Just done. He was out.
You know.
I think...
I mean, I was going to say a bad word again.
One of... Filter.
I was going to say and.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Do something, I don't know, filtered. Something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Like, I'm okay with death and destruction in the movies, and but I don't dig, like personally, I don't want to hurt. I don't want to be hurt, and you know, I'll defend myself, but I don't necessarily want to go out and looking for, you know what I'm saying? I guess we all stand in that same, you know, maybe category. It's just, I couldn't see myself as an executioner.
No, I couldn't either. But this, yeah. The Albert Pierpoint guy, he was. 608 people in his career, including the last woman to be executed in Britain. And her name was Ruth Ellis. Public sentiment changed at that point, and they got a little soft on the capital punishment over there, and he was out of a job. But, God, the movie was just really powerful. Hmm. Really, really powerful.
So the movie's just called Pierpoint?
Pierpoint, The Last Executioner. Excuse me, sorry. Pierpoint, The Last Hangman.
Okay.
So I'll get that right in the show notes, I promise. But really good, really good. If you run across it, spend some time. It was 7.5 out of 10 on IMDb.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Well, wait a second. Can you do me a favor? Can you check and what is They Live as far as rating?
3.6. I already did. And... Yeah, no.
No, dude. It's a cult classic. You guys are laughing. It's a cult classic, and it's truly an incredible movie. And you haven't seen it. I am in shock. Totally. I hate to come back to it, but you have no idea how shocked I am that you both have not seen this freaking. I saw this in the movie theaters.
And actually, I have to take that when back. It's 7.3. I forget which was 3.6 was the Hulk Hogan movie. But They Live is 7.3 out of 10. So 52 on Metacritic. Yeah.
Now you have to apologize to all the critics on IMDb.
May have to. I apologize. I'm so sorry. So John Carpenter directed that, and he also did The Thing and Halloween and Escapes, all the Escapes from LA, New York.
Vampires.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a view at some point. I'm sure I can find it.
Gosh, what's the last movie that John Carpenter made?
It's good.
Or directed or whatever.
Let me look.
While he's looking at that, Eloy, have you ever seen... I know you use Netflix a lot. Have you watched Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know
there's going to be a second season.
Yeah. But you're so 80s, you know, that it made me think... if you hadn't seen it, you'd love it.
Look, in the 80s, I hated the 80s. In the 90s, I hated the 80s. In the 2000s, I love the 80s. But during the 80s, I was like, I wasn't thinking it was anything special. I was like, it's the freaking 80s. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking, damn, man. How lucky were those guys back in the 60s and 50s? They had Led Zeppelin, this, this, and that. But looking back now at this point in my life, and I look back, I'm thinking to myself, man, those were great times, you know? But at the time, I'm sure it was the same with Rick.
Mm.
It's like...
I don't know.
No?
I'm always over and done.
You loved it?
I neither like it or dislike it. It just exists in my history. You know what I mean? Everything's got a good point. Look. Everything's got a bad point, but I don't cling on to it, you know?
Okay, look, check this out. There was a trend. I don't know if it reached Colorado, but down here, where they had these pants that were, like, they were called Z Cavaricis or Capizios. I don't even remember
this
exactly.
This is not where I thought this
they
was
were
going.
Like the...
Yeah.
they were like clown pants where they bulk out
like MC Hammer parachute pants.
It was pre MC Hammer. He went extreme on it. And they were called I think Z Cavaricis or I don't even know Capizio. Did that ever happen around Colorado?
You said it didn't reach Colorado.
We'd probably beat the hell out of them.
Right. I don't think that crossed the border of Florida.
Did you guys ever see Saved by the Bell?
Sure.
Not willingly.
Remember those... Oh, wait a second. Don't lie.
That's no lie. Not willingly. No, God, no.
Well, look, back then... Come on, dude. There's so many reservations now. We didn't have like a million channels to pick from. If you were... If Mork and Mindy was on, that's what you watched. If we had a set schedule, Saturday mornings cartoon. So there was Saved by the Bell. Well, you remember the clothes that they'd wear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Those pants that they'd wear that was like denimish and they were wide. And I guess it left a bigger impression in my brain than it did in yours.
Well, how did we even get on this?
But
what was the point we were getting to?
I have no idea.
Because I don't remember, dude.
I know what pants you're talking about, though.
Yeah, we always called them parachute pants.
Yeah.
And generally, somebody got stomped. But I was with a different crowd then. We were all Levi's all the time. And the tighter, the better. How any of us ever procreated, I have no idea.
Did you guys,
it should never have happened.
Did you guys wear leather jackets and walk down the alley snapping your fingers, too?
No.
No?
No. You wore a Levi jean jacket.
Ah.
And on the back you had the patch of your favorite band.
Ah.
If you didn't draw it yourself, you cut a t-shirt out or you cheated and bought an iron-on patch. And that was your thing.
Yeah, denim jackets, jeans, sneakers. If you were lucky, you had boots, at least down here. But, you know, some of us weren't, so we'd wear... And we'd have that jacket, blue denim. My patch was Metallica on the back. Unfortunately, I forget which actual patch it was, but and then I had patches on the sides.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
The best ones were the ones you sewed on, because the iron-on, especially out here when it got cold, the iron-on would freeze, and then your patch would start to curl on your arm or on your back or whatever. But that was cool too, because now you're
all the kids had them.
That's the stuff I missed out on. I'm saddened by this.
Well, I mean, you were an embryo. It's not like we're going to hold that against you.
This is true.
Unless you planned your procreation, but very few of us do.
No, but if you if you wore the wrong patch, like there were bands like Poison, and all this stuff. If you're a chick and you wore Poison, you were a rocker chick and we dug you and this and that. But, like, culturally speaking, if you were a guy and you had Poison on your frickin' jacket, dude, that was... Let's put it this way. No one did that.
Social faux pas.
So was it that they just viewed you as like a wuss or a wimp, or did they view you like Quicksilver?
No, like a wuss with Quicksilver possibilities.
Yes. Quicksilver tendencies, we'll say.
I see.
Yeah.
Duran on a Levi. Never happened.
Yeah, no, none of that. You know that stuff that's okay now, like Duran Duran and all these things that we'll look back and we look at it fondly? Back then, if you're a rocker, you don't do that.
No, you did not hang out with the new wavers, period.
No, and no. In fact, it was horrific. And also, I'll ask this to Rick. Rick, and I hope you know this, and I think you do, because this rumor started, and it's... Back in the 80s.
About me?
There was a rumor. Yes.
It was great.
There was a rumor between Mick Jagger and another famous...
Richard Gere?
...musician. No, no, that was a hamster.
Yeah.
We're talking about...
It really was. That's not a joke. I don't know if it's true or not, but it was a rumor. I will verify that.
And you know, wait a second. You just totally screwed up my whole thing. So let's go with that, because it's even better than...
It's the only rumor.
How? No. Well, you probably know the other one, but how did that hamster thing... And by the way, I think Richard Gere's kick ass, so my personally. But how did that hamster...
I have no idea.
No. Hold on. I don't know this rumor, so you have to tell me what it is.
Oh, God. All right.
Rick, go for it.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rick is about to Rick is about to take us on a journey.
Yes, a journey. Brace yourselves. We're going dark. All right. So the story is that Richard Gere was... frisky, let's say, and experimental. I think that's a good word. I'll go with experimental, yes. And an animal, the rumor is a hamster, was wrapped in some sort of tape, potentially ducked, and then inserted in a...
Rectally.
Yes.
You see how easy that is? He shoved that sucker up. No, here's the thing.
But see, that's why I was hedging. I didn't want to go there.
See, but
this is audio.
I didn't hear that part about the duct tape. I thought it was just pure hamster straight up.
No.
That's what I thought.
I've heard it all, right? I've heard it all. But just, you know what? Moving on.
Scratched.
Yeah, but no, we went to Texas one time, and we were in a hurry the night before, and we were trying to do a show for a friend of mine who had one of the early internet YouTube-based shows, and we were going to do a couple of hunts with him. Actually, Sherry was in 3 or 4 episodes of his shows, and we were in such a hurry we forgot and left meat in the microwave from the night before, defrosted, and we came back and it was like... Is someone dead? What is it? I mean, it was outside the garage. We could smell it, you know? Yeah, this was in July, and we turned the AC off for a week. It was horrid. It was horrid.
And your neighbors?
Neighbors didn't say a word, which was weird, because you would think, if I caught it out of the garage, you know, somebody had to go, there's something not right there, you know? So.
Wow.
Is that all you guys ever hunted?
Pigs and deer mainly. Yeah.
See, all we really, all me and my boys hunt around, well, my oldest boy hunt around here is rabbit and squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got him in my backyard. There's deer. Literally, I'm not kidding.
Right. You guys have a pretty robust deer population there, though, don't you?
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My backyard is destroyed. I have to fix it every year.
Oh, wow.
To the tune of about $1,000. Every spring I'm out there repairing the damage that the bucks do or the rabbits do, or, you know, it sucks. My dad comes over and he's like, God, you're letting Jake tear that yard up. I'm like, Jake is inside all the time. That's not Jake. That's deer. Watch this video. Yeah. Big old 12 pointer out in the backyard making a scrape as long as my desk, you know. So for those who don't know, a male in rutting season, when he's trying to get his jollies. He does not employ the use of a hamster. He puts his knees together in the back and basically pees down his leg. Well, the pee hits a gland that's right behind the knee, and that marks his territory. But he scrapes 2-3 inches of topsoil away and just pisses all over that spot. And that's how they know it. This is their spot.
It's about the
and then the doe.
That's about the same thing they do up against the trees, too, isn't it?
Sometimes, yeah. Mainly when they're messing with trees, they're trying to get rid of the felt on the antlers.
Say, whenever we go out rabbit or squirrel hunting, we see just tree after tree just gouged to crap.
Yeah, that's them trying to get the felt off. So when they're scraping, it's definitely on the ground. And the doe pick up on that, and they go looking to see who left that mark, and other bucks do too. I had 2 bucks in the backyard one day going at it, and that was interesting. I went out with a 2x4 and broke that up.
Wow.
Dumb thing to do. But, and we have mule deer. You all out there have whitetail, which are...
Right.
Yeah, it's basically like a... how do I explain this? A Great Dane going
larger?
After a beagle. Yeah, the whitetail are much smaller.
All right, so I deer...
We have whitetail
really?
Here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Whitetail are prevalent all along the east.
But, you know, our area is flooded, so you would think that they couldn't do it, right? They couldn't get from one.
Oh, no.
And for years I worked in the Everglades, and it's flooded, and on the boats, you know, driving tourists. And the funny thing is, the old-timers would tell me, there's deer out here. And I'd be like, dude, it's water. There's deer. And like years went by. And one day I'm taking a bunch of tourists and through the water. And sure enough, a freaking deer hopping through the water from one island to the next. Because the water's about 6 feet deep or even 3. So they just hop, stay on an island and move along.
Yep.
Un-frickin-believable.
I never would have guessed
dumb
that.
They're dumb as a box of rocks, but they're resilient. It's crazy. And they adapt to anything, you know. They're not as resilient as... All right, so Eloy will have a problem with this, but I don't think they've quite made it to Ryan's neck of the woods yet. Feral hog...
Not yet.
Horrible.
Not yet.
They're horrible. They're the worst species of the planet.
We call them wild boar.
Yeah. You have a lot of javelina.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about. In the 1800s, German immigrants came to the United States. And when they did, they brought this Russian boar with them, the purebreds, the big hulking, thick hair, big tusks, massive 200-400 pound sometime pig, right? Those were set free and essentially were game, right? Eventually they started breeding with the livestock pigs, the pink ones with the curly tails and, you know, the crazy stuff, right? So now what we have today is a hybrid of those two. It's strong and resilient and can adapt to literally anything and eats anything. The sows can cull 3 litters a year, anywhere to 10 to 13 per litter,
dang.
Right? And, yeah, and they go into heat at right about 6-7 months and live typically in the wild about 2-4 years. So, and then they stick together, too. One boar can have 4 or 5 sows for his entire lifetime and start culling litter after litter after litter after litter.
So is it a real problem out there?
Oh, it's not here yet, but all across the South, it's bad. We have it in the southeastern corner of Colorado. They've come up through the Panhandle area, and they can adapt to the winter like no problem. They're in Minnesota, of all places.
Wow.
And they are destructive.
Well, let me say this, because I didn't know this, but I saw a video on it because I was curious. And in Florida, originally they were brought over... pigs, like regular pigs from Spain.
In some cases, yeah.
And they And then, but they would have to, like, they would only come here and explore and then go. And, but they'd leave, like, thinking, we'll leave food, you know, like, potential food, the pigs, we'll leave them so that when we come back on, you know, the next trip, we'll have, you know, pigs. But what they noticed is that leaving them on their own, they became ultra feral, mm-hmm. wild, and their faces, they changed mm-hmm. into what we call boar, wild boar here. They changed. And there's a lot of, you could look up, and I was shocked. I don't know the details other than that I saw that, because we have wild boar here mm-hmm. and the javali, you know, but just that incredible.
Yeah, they're incredible animals. And we would go down to Texas twice a year and take out as much as we could. It's almost like there's a bounty on them in Texas. They're that prevalent, you know. I was telling the kids, you know, just be ready to jump out of the truck at any point in time. Whenever we bought our licenses in Dalhart, Texas, which if you blink, you'll miss. Just watch. If you see a sounder of pigs, let me know. That's what they're called. A group of pigs is called a sounder. And I was ready to just hit the brakes. Kale thought he saw one time. It was a stupid armadillo. Texas road bumps, essentially. But yeah, everywhere.
Are they good? Are they good eating? Or
oh, incredibly good.
I mean, you can eat them yeah. just like regular, you know, pork or whatever.
It's better.
Really?
It's better. When you go to the store, and it's funny because, you know, getting back to the 80s, there was this ad, the other white meat, right? Pork. In the stores.
I remember.
In the stores, it is white, right? Because of all the chemicals and the crap and everything else they jam into it. When you bring boar home from the wild, quote unquote wild, right? Totally different. Totally different. Pink. Different flavor, the whole nine yards, you know.
Wow.
And it's the same with deer too. If you try to pick some up in the store or whatever, it's a totally different product altogether. Again, it's because they eat what they can get, which out here is a lot of sage and a lot of bitter weeds and stuff like that. So it affects the flavor of the meat. Whereas if it's bought from the store, they're probably corn-fed, so it's a lot sweeter.
Yeah, see, around here, that's all the deer eat around here is corn. They just
right
out of the fields.
Right. Well, you're in a farming area.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. More like Sweetwater and Denver, the highly populated areas. Farms are gone out here.
Right.
There's nothing.
Really?
You have field even out in the city.
Even out in the rural areas?
If you go way out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got to go way out, like almost Kansas, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Farms, like when I grew up, you couldn't see anything, you know? Where I live now was considered the boonies from where I was. And now you can't tell where one ends and the other one begins, you know?
Right.
It's crazy.
Man.
And that's why we have the deer problem, because the deer have nowhere to go. You know, all this crap built up around them, and they're like, well, now we're trapped, you know? So,
yeah, it's not their fault.
No, it's not.
It's not their fault.
And it's crazy because
it doesn't make them any less
because,
irritating.
Like down where Eloy lives, there's, you know, what, alligators, crocodiles, I don't even know what you call them. And you have like you have some dangerous animals out your way too, right? Like mountain lions and stuff.
Yeah, bear, some black bear sometimes, but black bear, they're not that big.
See, that's
deal.
Like Ohio's like the safest state ever.
Unless you're a Republican. Just kidding.
No, but there's dangerous animals here, but the way they're stuck in the glades and we're so overpopulated at this point that honestly, I've not seen a gator here. They used to come up on the canal, on the bank, and they'd sit in sun, and now you won't see them. Mm-hmm. And manatees and all that, you will not, they don't want to see people. Gators do not want to see people. So they're out. I live like, I'm going to say a good 15 miles from the official start of the glades. So I just go down that road and 8th Street and I'm there. 15 miles is nothing. And then you'll see them. But here, Nothing. Yeah. Ugly ducks.
Oh my gosh, your ducks are so freaking ugly. Not even kidding. Amy was watching one of Eloy's videos the other night, and she's like, is that a chicken in the back of his video, like in that yard? So we were, I was talking to Eloy, and he got on and checked the video. He's like, no, man, it's a duck. So he sent us pictures of ducks from his area. Man.
Yeah, there's some rough ones.
Jeez. Because, like, all I'm used to seeing up here is, like, you know, the mallards with the green heads and
just, pintails.
Yeah.
The pretty ducks.
Right. And they're his look like they have freaking syphilis or something.
That's.
But we have other. I mean, I don't want to leave it at. We have other. We have a lot of birds. All the birds come down here during the winter. All of them. So we get ibis. We get. I forget the names now. It's been over 5-6 years since I used to know all the names. Ibis, the great white herons, blue herons, little green herons. We'd hawks, red shouldered hawks, the occasional eagle. So, vultures galore. God. Do you guys get vultures?
No, but my first trip out to Texas was with Sherry Kale and myself, her son, and my buddy Kevin was telling me all the time, hey, you know, you're probably going to see turkey here. And I'm like, oh, sweet, right on, because I have a...
Turkey vultures.
No, turkey, like literal turkey. Oh. They go up in the trees and roost, and they come down in the mornings and sit in the field and eat, and then they can fly back up at night, you know. And I thought, okay, cool, we'll be going down at a time where I'll be able to pretty much hunt anything, so if a turkey comes in... later, you know, I'll put a hole in him. So we're driving over to Kevin's house to pick him up, and we're like 2 minutes away from his place, and there's this big black thing, and I'm going like a bat out of hell, so it's not like I can really focus. I'm like, oh my god, it's a turkey. We gotta get Kevin, I can't stop, but that's cool, we saw a turkey. And Sherry's like, yeah, that was awesome. So we jump out of the van, and Kevin comes out, and we do our hellos and everything. I'm like, dude, there's a turkey like 2 blocks away from you, we gotta go take him out. He's like, are you sure it's a turkey? I said, yeah, the head, the whole neck and everything. He's like, are you sure? I was like, well, not 100%. Did you see brown? No, it was all black. They have a purple head? I think that's not a turkey. That's a vulture, and they're ugly, and they're protected, so you can't do anything with them. And I'm like, oh, damn it, so how do I tell? And we went through the whole thing, and then I never saw one. But, yeah.
The acids in their stomach can actually kill, like, diseases that, like, whatever those diseases are that if we touch, they'll screw us up. They can actually eat the most filthy and this rotted and diseased thing, and they're perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I mean, their acids in their stomach are violent. I'm remembering some of my I used to be a tour guide. I used to actually literally sit on a boat and drive down and tell people, like, oh, and this tree does this. I forgot most of it at this point in time, but I had it all down packed. It's crazy.
I get into it. As much as, you know, Sherry and I hunt and fish and do all this other stuff, I'm a conservationist at heart. I'm not going out there with an AR-15 and taking out, you know, hundreds and thousands of pigs at a shot. We take two or three 250, 300-pound pigs. That's it. Done. End of story. You know? And I've never left one for dead. Now I take that back. We did one time because they're tanks. They're literally tanks. Sherry hit one. And all we do is bow hunt. We don't use a gun or anything like that. We don't have anything against it. It's not our thing. I prefer to go with the archery. Sherry hit one right back kidney area. And we knew it was a lung hit because of the angle of the arrow. There was no way it couldn't have hit the lung. This thing, we used 2 tracking dogs. We used 5 of us on our ground, on our hands and knees on the ground, crawling through brambles and weeds and thickets and everything else. Never did find him. And we're tracking like 500, 600, 700 yards, you know, and he's making right turns. The dogs are on and then they're off again. I mean, we went 7.5 hours trying to find this thing and finally had to call it. and never did find it.
It's amazing.
3 days later, Kevin.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's okay. 3 days later, Kevin sends me a picture and says, I found your pig. I had to use the vultures to find it because they all circle.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing, though, how animals like that and even, you know, sometimes deer can get so far away after being wounded.
Mm-hmm. It's nuts. Oh, it's incredible. There was a doe that was running around between Denver and Colorado Springs. There are little sparrow fart towns, right? One of them is Black Forest, and there's a lot of fairly wealthy folks that live there. It's out in the sticks and what really our version of the woods, you know. There was a doe running around with an arrow through her left nostril that some jackass took a pot shot with. And I caught no end of flack. Had nothing to do with this, but I caught no end of flack from that because people saw that and assumed I was like the who took that shot, you know. But we took 2.5 years solid before I ever let Sherry go anywhere near an animal with her bow. And she could put it where it needed to go, period.
Awesome.
You know. Yeah, she's an amazing shot. I love her to death, but even knowing
like
that,
your video,
she's an amazing shot. Sorry, like what video?
The comedy video for Ryan's comedy
I've
show.
I've already forgotten. Sorry. Yeah. I wish that was real because that would be sweet. But yeah, she's that good. I could take, we had these 3x3 foam targets, layered foam, right? Figure 1/4-inch pieces stacked and then crushed down into a square, solid, tight, right? I could take that target, tie a string on one side and a string on the other, put the kids on either side of the yard and a little Pepsi bottle cap. And she's at the other end of the yard, a 30-yard shot, okay? With her bow, she's bullseyeing that bottle cap every single time.
Dang.
Ridiculous. Yeah. She's a good shot. I gotta pee.